FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by VIP digital editor Bronwyn O'Neill. Hello.
How are you?
I am very good. I'm very good. So what should we be watching this week?
Yes, because we have a long weekend.
Yes.
So there's plenty to be watching. But I'm going to start off with a kind of raunchy comedy, very like 2008 vibes. It's called Ricky Stenicki. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like as soon as I said that, people are like... I know exactly what this is. It's on Amazon Prime. It stars Zac Efron and John Cena, which, I mean, I think is... When I saw it, I was like, okay, I know exactly what this movie is. This is going to be a perfect pairing. But it is about a group of three men who, when they were kids, came up with this character called Ricky Stenicki, who, whenever they would get in trouble, they'd say, oh, Ricky did it. You know, so he kind of got them out of a lot of scrapes.
Sticky situations, as you'd say.
Yes, exactly. And then as they got older, they continued to use him. But now that they have, you know, jobs and wives and girlfriends, it's not so easy to just be like, oh, we have to, you know,
it's
we have
fault.
To spend a weekend away mm-hmm. because Ricky Stenicki wants to spend time with us. So they then are asked to kind of produce Ricky, and why wouldn't he come to see the baby? One of the characters has a baby, so they say, why won't he come to this event? So they find John Cena, who is like a struggling actor, mm-hmm. And they cast him as Ricky, and he takes the role a bit too seriously, and it's definitely not a film that I would watch around little ones or probably your parents if you are home this weekend. But if you want something really silly, I definitely would give this one a watch. It's kind of like the Hangover, super bad kind of vibes. Not as good, I will say, but if that's kind of the comedy you're looking for, or if you just want to look at Zac Efron for almost 2 hours.
I really love him in movies, and I think it's nice that he's doing this because the last movie he did was quite heavy, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ironclaw, very heavy. But I'm happy to see him also in like movies that aren't just musicals and weird comedies. But I love Zac Efron, so I was absolutely like, I don't care if this movie is the worst movie ever. I'm going to watch it for Zac.
And then we have Mary and George.
Yes, this is on Now TV. You can binge watch all 8 episodes, which is great. If you want to do that over the long weekend. And it's like a period drama, and it's based on a true story of George Villiers, who is kind of high up in the English monarchy, and his relationship with one of the kings, whose name has just popped in my head, King James, there we go. His relationship with King James and how he kind of moved further up in the ranks of the English aristocracy. Mm-hmm. Big word there. But it's really, really interesting because obviously, it is a TV show, so it is dramatised a bit, but you know, a lot of it is based on true stories of kind of this conniving mother who sets her eldest or her second eldest son up to kind of be in the king's favor. And there were rumors back in the 1600s that they were lovers, and they kind of, you know, really delve into that in the TV show. So there is quite a lot of graphic scenes in this one. It would make Bridgerton blush, is what I'm going to say.
Okay, but, so another one not for the parents and not,
But I think I really, really loved watching it because, I mean, I love history and I just thought it was really, really interesting. And also, sorry, forgot to say this, Niamh Alghar, who is obviously an Irish actor, is in it. And I saw on her Instagram that she was in it. And for some reason, I was like, oh, she must have a very small role because, like, Julianne Moore is the main character in it. And, but she's, like, one of the main characters. So that was really great. And she's, like, her character is Irish as well. So that was nice. And she really kind of, like, makes nods to Ireland throughout, which I loved. So definitely would give that one. I'll probably rewatch it, to be honest. I really enjoyed it.
I really love how that's kind of happening more and more. Either an Irish actor is in there, or we're just getting a little bit more, you know, noticed, I suppose. They're kind of given a bit more knowledge about Ireland as it is.
Yeah, exactly. And
That's
like,
nice.
even throughout it, obviously, because it is set in the 1600s, I'm pretty sure, you know, we get the kind of discussion of the history of Ireland very briefly, I will say. But it is kind of nice to be like, yeah,
Included.
Do you remember that, guys? Don't forget.
Yeah, I know. There's probably a lot that we do forget. But look, you know, that's why we have shows like this that can remind us, and then we end up down a rabbit hole. And that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
So we're moving to our book now. So RuPaul's biography.
Yes, so this came out this month, and RuPaul, obviously of RuPaul Drag Race fame, it's kind of a strange one, because this, when I think of a biography or a memoir, you would think it would be his whole life or up until now, but he kind of stops. This book ends when he gets famous, which is really interesting. So we don't get any like Drag Race behind the scenes or anything like that. It stops kind of in the 90s when he starts kind of his like singing career. But I also thought it was quite interesting because he talks about, you know, growing up in a family where maybe being gay wasn't, you know, exactly permitted, and at the time as well, and how he kind of dealt with being gay and being a black man, and then how he got to be like, I think, one of the biggest drag queens like internationally ever, which is, I think, really, really interesting. But I'm sure a lot of people who have bought this book were like, oh, we're done now, we're not going to talk about kind of the biggest thing that he's known for. But do you know, a lot of people have written several memoirs, so I'm sure he is saving the rest of his career for another book.
That's what I was thinking, like, there'd have to be a part two, because that's what people want to know, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I love knowing their background and where it all began, but I want to know the juicy behind the scenes secrets of a show like Drag Race, which is now like international.
Huge.
You know,
and you're reading it going, oh, I watched that, or I remember that part, oh, that's why that was that reason, you know. You kind of want to be like that little insider, kind of almost fly on the wall aspect to it, which is always nice. So I feel he's holding out until, you know, he can go again with the next part, like part two.
Absolutely. And I think like Drag Race is still ongoing, so I wonder if he doesn't want to kind of muddy the waters, or, you know, discuss anything bad. But I will be holding out maybe in the next 10 years. I feel like RuPaul will live forever.
So we might be left waiting.
I think it feels so.
So this week we've Ricky Stanicki and Mary and George, and then the House of Hidden Mean RuPaul's biography. Excellent.
Yes.
VIP digital editor. Thank you so much for chatting to us, and have a really nice long weekend.
You too.